Boola, everyone. This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I am messaging you guys from the beautiful Namale Resort in Fiji, and I got something really cool I want to share with you guys.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So I am in Namale, like I said, which is actually Tony Robbins' private resort here in Fiji that he bought like 30 years ago, and over the last 30 years has been developing it into what it is now. And we just got done with a big, huge mastermind meeting for everybody who was part of the mastermind.com launch. And it was a top 10 affiliates got to come to here. So we had so much fun with some amazing people. It was obviously Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. And then you have Jenna Kutcher, who's the number one affiliate. Lewis Howes, Brian Delaney, Nick Unsworth. I'm going to forget everyone's names right now that I'm on the spot. But anyway, some amazing marketers in a whole bunch of different industries. And it has been really fun this last week masterminding, hanging out with them. And now we are actually packed up and about to head out. And as we're getting ready to leave, I was just thinking about a lot of things. Now, some of you guys know, if you've been following me on Instagram or Facebook or everything, anything, I actually had a chance to come here 10 years ago. In fact, it's almost 10 years ago to the day. It was crazy. And when we got here, this time is kind of special. We got here and the car drove up. And when you come to Namale, there's all these amazing Fijians that come and they greet you and they sing to you. And Tony was there. So it was kind of cool. Tony's there singing and gave us all hugs and everything as we got here, which was really special. And then they started taking us to our rooms. And they said, hey, Colette and Russell, you guys are in the Boola House. And we're like, what? We were in the Boola House 10 years ago, which was crazy. We got to have a chance to come here with our kids. And I'll kind of tell you that story here a little bit more in a minute. But we got the Boola House and as we're walking through, it was so cool because we're like, oh my gosh, I remember being here a decade ago. And I remember like there's a spot in the floor. I was like, that's where I was the very first time that I emailed Dylan Jones, who was one of the original co-founders in ClickFunnels. I'm like, I emailed him there the very first time, asked him if he wanted to do some design work for me. And he said yes. And we like communicated while I was sitting in that spot right there, which was 10 years ago. And it's, anyway, it's kind of crazy. And so as Clint and I were leaving, you know, getting ready to leave, they were walking around the resort and kind of looking at stuff and talking about the last 10 years. And it's crazy because Tony, if you've ever been to Tony event, he says this a lot. He says that most of us as humans will overestimate what we can do in a year, but we'll underestimate what we can get done in a decade. And I was talking to Clint. I said, you think about this. 10 years ago, we were here. I was on top of the world. I thought I knew everything. I was definitely not the same Russell I am now. I was more impressed with myself, I would definitely say. And I remember being here and speaking, and you know, I'm 39 now, so I'd have been 29 years old. So I'm a 29-year-old kid, you know, at Fiji speaking at Tony Robbins Business Mastery, and I'm just thinking I'm on top of the world. And and what's crazy though is after we were there, so we were here, you know, it was in summer 10 years ago. And then we went to Date with Destiny in December of that year, my wife and I. At the time, we had about 100 employees, and you know, business was doing okay, not great. We were making a lot of sales, but the revenue was really, really small, looking back now. And then in January that year, it was like January, I can't remember, 19th or something, is when all of our merchant accounts got shut down. And it was the first time that I had ever like had a real legitimate struggle. And everything got shut down, and ended up taking us almost 3 years to recover from that. So I was 10 years ago. So the next three, right? So 7 years ago, took us that many years to like recover from this thing where like I owed the IRS so much money. I had all these debts and back taxes and like all, like it was crazy. And I'm not going to go deep in that story. Some of you guys have heard me tell it before. But it was a really dark, scary time. I went from having 100 employees down to 20, down to like five, and just trying to figure out like how in the world do I keep the doors open? How do I keep paying the bills? How do we survive? You know, and it's crazy. In a matter of 6 months from being here in Fiji, 6 months later, I lost almost everything. and then again, it took like 3 years to like get out of the hole, get back on top, you know, have some success. And in that journey of those 3 years is where I had a chance to meet Todd Dickerson, who's the co-founder of ClickFunnels. And I had a chance to meet him and start working with him. And again, some of you guys have heard this story before. I won't go too deep into it because for time. But you know, he started working with us back when I had no money to even pay him. And he started working for free, and he worked for free for an entire year. And so that was 7 years ago, right? Or maybe 8 years, whatever that was, 7 or 8 years ago. And then a little bit after that is when we had the idea for ClickFunnels. We spent a year building ClickFunnels. Okay, and that was, so 6 years ago, we had the idea for ClickFunnels. Then 5 years ago, ClickFunnels launched. And the last 5 years have been insane, as you've probably seen. In fact, our five-year ClickFunnels birthday is a week from today, actually, from the day I'm recording this. So in 1 week, it'll be our five-year birthday. So in the last 5 years, we've just been running like crazy. And it's just crazy as I think about this, like, and because I'm back now in Fiji at the same spot, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, last time I was here, I thought I had everything figured out. And little did I know, 6 months later, my whole world would get flipped upside down. My business would crash. I lose everything. I lose friends. I lose teammates. I lose like everything I'd built to that point that I thought was so impressive and so special was gone. And then the rebuild happened. And it's crazy because as I was walking with Colette today on the beach talking about it, I started thinking, I told her, I said, isn't that interesting? It comes back to Tony Robbins' quote. Like, we always overestimate what we think we can do done in a year, right? Like, I thought that, you know, a year from me being in Fiji, like, I remember sitting in the event and teaching my session, listening to everybody else's. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm going to go from, I think I was about $8 or $9 million a year at that point. I'm going from 8 million to 80, to 100. Like, I had these visions of what I was going to do, right? And I thought, you know, next year or two, I'm going to be this number. And I wasn't, right? In fact, I was the opposite. The whole thing crashed and I lost, you know, almost everything. And then, but then I kept working, kept learning, kept growing, kept failing, kept trying, kept failing, kept failing, kept failing, kept failing, kept failing. Then had a little success and then a little success and a little success and it built upon each other. And the first one built to the second to the third. And now over 10-year window, which literally is almost 10 years to the day, a 10-year window, I never would have guessed in a million years we'd have a company that we should do over $150 million in sales this year. Our valuation is pretty close to $1 billion right now. Like, I never would have fathomed that was possible. So I underestimated what I thought was possible in a decade. And now I'm here a decade later looking at it. And so I wanted to share that for a couple of reasons. Number one is just for myself to remember, like, you know, I could go back home and in 6 months from now, I could lose everything. I could lose ClickFunnels again. I got to be okay with that because I have no idea what the Lord, you know, or what God or whatever you want to call it has in store for you. Like, what are the lessons you need to learn to become who you need to become, right? Like, there's no way I could have became who I am today had I not had these struggles and these trials, right? So it's kind of reminding myself of that. Number two is helping me and hopefully all of you guys realize that, you know, sometimes we're trying to, like, I gotta get this business to start. I got to have a success. I need to make sure it's making money right away. I got to, you know, and like, we're always pushing, trying to make it happen today. But it's like, look, just keep, you know, keep moving forward, keep doing your thing, but realize that that all of us, like, what we think is possible in a year is probably not going to be possible. But what we think is possible in a decade, we can do so much more of that. But it comes back down to, like, planting these consistent seeds of, you know, moving it forward, doing something, trying, moving forward, doing something, trying, moving forward. And that consistency is what gives you the ability. So in 10 years from now, everything's changed. And so hopefully it gives you guys some faith and some hope for those who are struggling right now, who are, you know, have been working hard towards a goal and you're 6 months or a year or 2 years in, and you're not hitting where you want to be. Like, it's okay. Like, you're probably overestimating what's possible in a year, but you're underestimating what's possible in a decade. So keep moving forward. You got to put 10 years into this, 10 years in this business, into whatever it is you're pursuing, whatever it is you're going for. And in a decade from now, you'll be shocked at what's possible. And so I just thought it was kind of cool because I'm here, literally staying in the same place, literally at the same resort, same place, all these things 10 years later to have this, like, rare chance to look backwards and be like, oh my gosh, like, he was right. And here we are now on the other side of a decade, and it's pretty amazing. So I'm excited. I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what's going to happen over the next 10 years of my life and my business. What's going to happen over the next 10 years of your life? How many people's lives could you affect, could you change in the next decade if you just keep pursuing what you're pursuing with the intensity you are right now and not slowing down, not giving up? If you knew that, like, oh my gosh, it's not going to pay off this year, but in a decade, it's going to pay off a million times more than I ever thought was possible. If you knew that and you believed that, like, what would you do differently? How would you act differently? How would you plan? How would you prepare? How would you move forward? What would you learn? What would you focus on if you were looking at a bigger picture, a 10-year glimpse as opposed to a 1-year glimpse? And so that's kind of the reminder for me and also for you. And I hope this helps. And I hope that someday you guys have a chance to be sitting in Fiji here with me and we can talk about it and be like, oh my gosh, Russell, you're right. I listened to that podcast episode 5 years ago, 8 years ago, and I didn't, you know, I was struggling. I didn't know what was going to happen. I had been trying this business or trying this thing and nothing was working. And now here I am a decade later. And oh my gosh, like, you're right. I persevered past the year mark and then 3-year mark and the 5-year mark. and we got it. In fact, it's crazy. If I would have looked back, even 5 years ago, ClickFunnels hadn't launched it. If I looked back 5 years ago and talked to that Russell and been like, hey, remember 5 years ago you were in Fiji? Like, are you close to where you thought you were going to be? And I'd have been like, I was making way more money 5 years ago, right? I was having way more success. Like, I was on top of the world. I thought I had everything figured out. And now 5 years later, I've not gotten back to where I was at. Like, what's wrong with me? What am I missing, right? But I was laying the foundation for something bigger and greater. And I didn't even know it at the time. A lot of things you don't understand or see till you look backwards. But anyway, I hope that gives you guys some belief in what's possible for you as well. So with that said, we are going to be jumping on a plane. We've got like a little flight back to the main island here in Fiji, and then an 11-hour flight back to the States. And then we'll get home and go see our little kids, which I'm so excited for. And then we get back to it. The Traffic Seekers book was submitted last week, so I got the edits back from the publisher today. So it means I got to kind of go through it one last time before it's done. It's out of my hands. We're also this weekend going to be doing a live reading of Traffic Secrets, which is I'm really excited for because when I edited the .com secrets and the traffic or the expert secrets book, before I like sent the final one in, I recorded the audiobook. And when I recorded the audiobook, I found a whole bunch of like mistakes that I didn't notice when I was just editing, like reading it over and over again. So I was like, I don't have time to record an audiobook. So we're doing a live recording, and anybody who's got a ticket to Funnel Hacking Live has an opportunity to kind of come to that and listen in. That's happening this Thursday and Friday. So that means if you haven't got your tickets yet to Funnel Hacking Live, now is the time. Go to funnelhackinglive.com. Also, just kind of exciting thing. We've got some really fun plans. My brain's been spinning on some changes to this podcast, to a bunch of other cool things that'll be coming out here in the very near future. So I look forward to sharing those things with you as well. But I want to thank you guys right now for being faithful subscribers, and we're going to keep rewarding you with more amazing, cool stuff coming up here in the very near future. So that's it. Thanks, you guys, for listening. I appreciate you all. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a snapshot of it on your phone. Go to Instagram or Facebook. Tag me on it and use hashtag marketing secrets. That way I'll be able to see what your thoughts and your comments are on this episode. Also, if you're not subscribed now, go to iTunes. You can open the Apple Podcast app on your phone. If you're using Apple and click on subscribe, make sure you subscribe to the show. That way you get all the notifications when the new shows come out. And with that said, appreciate you guys. And I will talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.